This is The Tallest Kindergartner, brought to you by IHI, Indiana's Health Information Exchange. IHI enables healthcare providers to deliver services that make a real difference in health and healthcare.
Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of The Tallest Kindergartner. This is John Kansky, and I have a guest with me today. It's Kelly Hahai. You want to say hello, Kelly?
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly.
So I'm going to explain why Kelly's here. Kelly has two jobs at the same time. She is the CEO of the Michiana Health Information Network, and she's the Vice President of Consolidation for the Indiana Health Information Exchange. And if you listen to episode 2, you know that was my views on whether HIEs should consolidate and why. And if you're following along with IHI and Amin and the goings-on, our two organizations are consolidating to form one HIE serving the state of Indiana.
Let's pause here for a little additional context. MIN, an HIE in South Bend, Indiana, has a long reputation as one of the oldest and most successful health information exchanges in the nation. IHI, an HIE in Indianapolis, Indiana, also has a reputation as one of the oldest and most successful health information exchanges in the nation. Both organizations have been committed to providing secure, timely delivery of clinical data to improve quality of healthcare and reduce costs. The consolidation of these HIEs allows the state of Indiana to have just one HIE, a single source of health information exchange.
And that's why it seems super interesting to talk to Kelly today. So if you remember from episode 2, we had 4 reasons that I gave: economies of scale, leveraging expensive but necessary investments. These are all reasons to be a larger, an organization of greater scale. Reason 3, being part of the national interoperability landscape. HIEs need to carry their water and be have an answer to how they're supporting national interoperability. And then finally, elevating the relevance and perception of HIE, the brand, and being respected by ONC and EHR vendors and others that matter in terms of figuring out how we fit. So that's how I came to invite Kelly to this conversation, because we wanted to talk a little bit about what we're doing in terms of consolidating our organizations and where we are now. And a little bit of hitting some of the highlights of how we got here. Does that sound okay?
Sounds great.
Let's start with a little bit of the how we got here. Let's start with where we are now. So you're tasked with, in terms of your role of the VP of consolidation, of making this happen, making everything be okay. And it's not easy, right?
No, it's not. It's easy, but it's not. We know the space very well. And as we were evaluating, is it the right decision to consolidate or not? And considering all of the factors, some of the things that went through our thought process is how would we be successful? And so we had our boards that gave us a lot of good support with common goals, and that made a lot of sense for us to take as a direction to look to see whether or not we could do this and be successful long term.
We've kind of got better together on our websites as a sort of catchphrase of why we did this, but it's not just marketing. I mean, I think that was part of the calculus, was figuring out, with the people, the process, technology, all factors considered in being an HIE, would we be better together?
Exactly. And as we went through that, we found that there were a lot of similarities between our organizations, probably more similar than we are different. And where we're different, we sort of complemented each other, and we thought we could bring more value to our customers, bring more value to the state of Indiana, and put a bigger brain trust together to do new things that we'll have to face in the national landscape, as you were touching on, as the world is evolving and changing. Let's do it together.
So the where we are now is we're really only 2 months and change in at this point from the actual official consolidation that happened on January 1st of 2020. And we're working through the people, process, and technology combinations that this requires.
Yeah, and we're early in it. We've put a lot of work in the last few months, but I think it's very early in the process still. So our timeline is about 15 months, and that's a lot of work to get done. But, you know, so far our teams have worked very well together, and they've kind of have some really good relationships, and we've learned a lot from each other that's going to carry us a long way.
I think that's an important point is it's going to take 15 months before we're actually utterly and completely one organization, and laying out that timeline, being realistic about it, and making sure our board's understood that it's going to take 15 months and all the contracts and all the processes and all the projects that are laid out, everybody understood it's a 15-month project to make this happen.
Right. And it's realistic, but it is kind of aggressive when you look at the whole body of work to do.
And you listening to you talk, I was reminded of some of the how we got here that I wanted to touch on, because so much of the work was before January the 1st, 2020. And as a matter of fact, when people ask me how it's going, what I usually comment on is how much more I was involved before there was a deal signed, and that Kelly and all the other leaders at IHI really began carrying the real water, there was HR planning that had to be done. I mean, just think about the, that maybe it's obvious, but the thing that was the main water that had to be carried before we signed the deal was governance stuff, making sure the boards were okay, jumping through all those hoops, having plans for HR down to payroll and 401k and org charts, and managing any concerns and message and the sequence of messaging of all that along the way. And then just a little bit of technology that we did before January the 1st for it's like, okay, everybody can have an email account. How's this going to work? Who's logging into what? How do the offices connect?
Yeah, so if we were looking at a 15-month transition time, we really had to start that work at least 3 or 4 months before that, because a lot of work has to go into the planning. You can't just start January 1st and then say, hey, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? We have to have a roadmap somewhat laid out so that we're successful the first day, so that we're communicating well, it's well thought out, and we have the right people at the table making the hard decisions on what's impacted and what do we need to have in place by when to hit our goal.
And we've gotten this far in the conversation without using the word customer, and there was a tremendous amount of work we needed to do. Well, not tremendous amount of work we needed to do, really important work we needed to do before January 1st to make sure that key customers would be okay with this. And now what we're really working hard on is explaining and bringing along all of our customers with the transition so that they know what's happening, and so that they hopefully 100% are willing to come along in the transition.
I've had several meetings personally with our customers explaining how this impacts you, how this impacts HIE, and it's been met with great response. Everybody sees the value. Everybody sees how it can be helpful throughout the whole state and for new possibilities down the road.
And I, for one, was not and am not taking that for granted, because, I mean, anybody listening to this, we want to make sure that we're being honest. I was quite concerned about all the customers coming along, and they may not all come along. We've already encountered some things like MIN services and IHI services were maybe triggered differently or required different authentications and we're working through those things. We're not expecting everything to come out perfectly, but frankly, thus far, you know, past the signing of the deal and 2 months in, I would say it's fair to say we've been pleasantly surprised.
Exactly. I think it's going very well, very smooth, met with great reaction.
Okay, so thanks for tuning in today. If anything else interesting happens, which is probably 100% chance, anything interesting that happens in this consolidation, we'll circle back and do another episode telling you how it's going or how it went. As always, if any of you out there are thinking about consolidation or have questions, feel free to reach out to Kelly or me.
Thank you.
Thanks.